Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Yud Aleph. Erevin Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amid Beis, right in the sugya of Asla. We just spoke about the brisa that was brought in the middle of the Amud related to Asla, and we are relating this to what we spoke about earlier on the Amud, and that is if one has an area where the middle standing area might be less than the airspace on either side of the standing area, does it become nullified or not? We spoke about, how do we get into this? Because we were speaking about if you have a mavui with a 20 amma or a 15 amma opening, so you want to make it smaller some way. And you want to make it smaller in a way of only using a couple of ammas of a board. So how do you do that? So we mentioned leaving a space of two and putting a board up of three, and then Gemara then went into other possibilities. Why do you do that? Why don't you have 1.5, 1, and 1.5, other possibilities that we went into, and then we just started to discuss the sugya of Aslas. Let's just finish that first. So we had, again, right in the middle, we had the Tanan Hassam, which was really a Tosefta, about, again, the Asla was, let's say, a type of barrel that they used to use for a bathroom, and there was a leather a piece of leather on top with an opening in the middle for a person to sit on when they go to the bathroom, and the sides were leather and the middle was open. So how much space is allowed, how many finger length space is allowed in order for that to be still considered a tefach, and that would create tumas ohel underneath? That was the question. So machlokas, we had Rav Dimi and Ravin. Many times throughout Shas, Rav Dimi and Ravin both bring reports from Eretz Yisrael, and they differ. So whenever you see a kiyasa Rav Dimi, usually there's a kiyasa Ravin shortly afterwards. See here too. So Rav Dimi says the measurements were two fingers, and two fingers. Everything equal. And meaning the two sides were two fingers width, and the middle airspace was two fingers width. And that's good enough to be called a tefach. And Ravin says no. It's 1.5 on the side, 1.5 on the side, and 1 finger in the middle. And Abaya says, oh, is there a machlokas between you and Rav Dimi? And he says, no machlokas. We're just talking about different sizes of aslas, different size Talmudic bathrooms. So Amar Lay, so now we're about 12 lines up at the bottom. So says Abaya back to him. He says, La'ai, no. Palgisu, I think you are arguing. Uba omeid baruba al haparitz mishtei ruchos palgisu. And I think your issue is when you have the question of omeid baruba al haparitz, when you need more items there, not talking about standing walls, here we're talking about pieces of leather. When you need the existence of the item, the leather or the board, more than the space, omeid baruba al haparitz, are you allowed to add up from two different sides of airspace? I think that's your difference. Lidi dach, according to you, Ravin, havi omeid mishtei ruchos. I'm sorry, according to you, Rav Dimi, then it's omeid, you can add up from two sides. You can add it from two sides, and that's why you have two and two on the sides and two in the middle. It's exactly equal to the airspace in the middle, but it's okay. You can add up from the two sides. L'Ravin, but according to your friend Ravin, may ruach achas avi omeid, mishtei ruchos lo avi omeid. Only from one side. That's why he has to create the sides as wider than the airspace. He has to have 1.5 on the sides, and 1 in the middle. The Isaka Daitach lo piligisu, because if you would say that you are not arguing, so Ravin hachi bayla the memar, so Ravin could have just said the following. Etzpa vishlish mikan, the etzpa vishlish mikan, the etzpa vishlish revach ba'emsa. He could have come up with different measurements that would have been all equal, right, according to Ravin. Right, he didn't have to come up with making them unequal. It would have been easy to make equal areas. The fact that he did it, it must be that he wouldn't accept having equal sides and equal space. So he says back to him, Elamai, Paliginan. He says, what? So you think I'm, Rav Dimi says to back to Abaya, what, so you think I am arguing? So Ladidi, Hachi Bar the Mamar. So there's something I could have said differently also. Etzba Vishne Shlishim Mikan, the Etzba Vishne Shlishim Mikan, the Etzba Ayim Vishne Shlishim Revach Paemsa. If you think that we're arguing, then I could have also said different measurements. 1.5 finger breaths, 1 2/3 from one side, 1 2/3 from the other side, 2 2/3 in the middle. Right, and that would have been a greater chiddush because their parut is meruba on each of the omdim. Rashi says, Ella igal meber to peliginar beparis komed peliginar. But I'll give you one thing. If you think that we're arguing, we're not arguing about whether you could count the standing room from two sides, but we're arguing whether you could have equal standing and open space, which is something that came up once before. It's going to come up again. If you have a chutzer that's surrounded and altogether is exactly equal, Paritz Ka'omed, would we say that works or not? So that's the machlokas. Okay, either way, that was just the application using the Asla case in Meseches Kalim. Do the same rules apply to standing surrounding yards and to another application for a Tumas Ohel? Big sugya, just to mention one source related to it. This is talking about a Talmudic bathroom. There are different halachas, mostly in the third parak of Maseches Brachas, in terms of a bathroom. How far does one have to be away from waste in order to say Kriya Shema, in order to daven, if it's within being able to visually see it, even if it's beyond 20 amas, what if it doesn't smell anymore, all different halachas. What about carrying tefillin inside? What about wearing tefillin inside? Good. What about Bezman HaZeh, though? What about bathrooms, Bizman HaZeh? What status do bathrooms, do Aslas have, Bizman HaZeh? So there is a Gemara in Brachas, Adaf Chavav, which speaks about Persian bathrooms. What are Persian bathrooms? The Gemara talks about some type of piping, that some type of plumbing, that the pipes go straight down into the ground, and it did not have the status of regular bathrooms. L'may nafkamina Bizman HaZeh, right? We're not davening in the bathrooms, as it was, but what was Islamaisa is, could one wash their hands for the Tilas Yadayim in the bathroom? If one just goes into the bathroom, is there a Ruach Ra'ah that is existent in the bathroom that does not exist outside the bathroom? So, just one tshuva. The first tshuva in Yechaveh Das Chela Gimel says Rav Avadya, Ava Kashiye, he says, what about nowadays, sometimes you have sinks and bathtubs and not a toilet in the bathroom. So what kind of more in Eretz Yisrael that's more common? So what status does that have? Okay, you're not going to make the bracha in the bathroom. But do I have to, if I go in there, is there a ruach ra? Like they used to be in the old outhouses. So says Rav Avadya, quotes machlokas, kishyesham besakise, avobisha kavuasham silon mayim, hashotfim bezerem, adir, which you flush, ubanaka made divas asla, even though it's very clean, mikomakom, aim lahatir lito sham yadaim lasuda. Lachachila, at least, one should not wash their hands there for suda, elam kebishazatchak, shein lo makom acher. And he says, it's not like the Persian bathrooms. Why not? That had piping. Why? Because by the Persian bathrooms, right when this person went to the bathroom, there was not even a moment that the waste stayed there. It went straight down underneath the ground. Masha Enkin, in our bathroom, it stays there for a minute, and then it flushes. Then you flush it a few seconds later. So, says Rav Avadya, I'm not sure. Avokancha, rei nishar zman ma ba'asla, kol meshach zman shifto laso strachav, achu kam v'locheitz al asilon shalomayim, and then it cleans it, v'chein yishal zed din shal besakise, shiruach rasho asham, and therefore you shouldn't be no-tell yadayim there, says Rav Avadya, and he says, the Chalkas Yaakov agrees to me v'chulu. But then he quotes, there are many others that argue. He quotes other achronim that say that no, here's even better, because here it gets even cleaner. Which you would have said, our bathrooms, the piping, and the material that it's made of, it gets much cleaner than whatever it was in the old Persian bathrooms, and it for sure smells better than the aroma of the bathrooms of old. And there it's Svi, the Kasha Clover, or Ari Svi Frumer, Katsav Shakoma Shemidiach Graf Shorei Bechol Pam. Every time you clean it after each usage, Ein Olav Taras Graf Shorei, V'huad Den Beis Akise, Ein Olav Taras Beis Akise. It doesn't have the status. And then he quotes from Rav Henkin, who was matir even to wash your hands in there for tefillah and for seuda, and maybe make the bracha right outside. Either way, this is a huge discussion. Lechadchila not to use it, but b'di'eved, for sure, yesh makom lahakal. There are many poskim that say, if this is the one place that one has, let's say somebody's on a teal, the only sinks that there are in a bathroom. Or, let's say somebody when one wakes up in the morning. Somebody wakes up in the morning, and if they have the minhag of putting the netilas yadayim underneath their bed, okay. But what if their minhag, the poskim quote at the beginning of Aruch Chaim, that walking straight to your to the bathroom from the bedroom is okay. It's within Dalet Amos, and it's fine. So what if you make the bracha outside, however one does it in the morning? So Iker did many poskim or mekel to wash one's hands inside as long as it's clean and it doesn't smell. It does not have the same status of Beis HaKiseh of old. And okay, we're machmir not to make the bracha in there. But in terms of washing one's hands in there, or just going in there and having to wash one's hands afterwards, because Ruach Ra or Shora in there, many posts were makel regarding that there is no Ruach Ra that is Shora in those bathrooms. Good, because also sometimes people just go in there for some other usage, to look in the mirror and to just use the sink. Haraya, the fact that we go in there to wash our hands means that it doesn't have the status of a Beis HaKisa. Okay, that's a big discussion, but we'll continue now. Two dots on Yud Amabes. Daf Yud Aleph and Erevin is one of the more Lamaisa Dafim, as we'll see on Amabes. We've mentioned it a number of times already in terms of Tzuras HaPesach. Again, everything that we've mentioned already in the Masechta, we try to make Lamaisa, but let's see what we what we have. So two dots. In Beis Lo Tzuras HaPesach. We'll go back to the Mishnah. If you remember, the Mishnah on Daf Beis had said, if somebody has a wide doorway, so up until 10 amos, then you have to put a lechi, a vertical, or a korah, a horizontal board. But if it's more than 10 amos, so what do? Lechi and a korah aren't going to help you. What you need is a whole door frame, a Tzuras HaPesach. So that's what the Mishnah said. So Ashkechan Tzuras HaPesach. To Mahanya Barachbo. Fine, I understand Tzuras HaPesach, the door frame will help if it's more than 10 amos wide. The Amaltera to Mahanya Bagofo. And we have back on Daf Gimel, the Amaltera. Remember, the Amaltera was the special type of design that one makes on top of the doorway. And we mentioned that brings a person's eyes to recognize that there is a door frame here, even though it is above the shear. So I know that Amaltera helps when it's above, if it's above 20 amos, usually it's no good, but if there's an Amaltera there at 25 amos, that's good enough. Because people's eyes would be drawn to that. So I know Tzuras HaPesach helps out if it's too wide. Amaltera helps out if it's too high. What about the opposite? What about the opposite? If Chamai, right? Can we rely on an Amaltera if it's too wide, or on a Tzuras HaPesach if it's too tall? That's the question. So Tashma, let's see. D'tanya, Mavi shugavoa me'esrim ama yima'eit, v'mish lo Tzuras HaPesach in a Tzurach lama'eit. The Bryce says, Beferish. If a Mavi is too high, you could use a Tzuras HaPesach. It says a Beferish, that the opposite works. You could be mima'eit it if it is too high. Amaltera, well, let's finish the sentence and then we'll come back. Amaltera brachbomai, what about the other question that we had? The fancy type of amaltera that allowed you to have it too high. Does that help too wide? So Tashma, we try to bring a raya. Ditanya, mavi shigavoa me'asrim ama yima'it. If it's above 20 amos, you have to lower it in order to put down your korah. Va'aracha me'asr yima'it. And if it's too wide, make it smaller. V'imish l'tzuras ha'pesach. Ain't no tzorach l'mait. And if it has a tzorach l'mesach, you don't have to be maited if it's wider than 10 amos. And v'imyesh, or higher, v'imyesh lo amaltera, ain't no tzorach l'mait. So we have that last line. If it has the amaltera, the fancy type of decorative surroundings, you don't have to lower it, make it smaller, I should say. So my lava seifa, isn't that also talking about the seifa, meaning the width problem? And this b'raisa is saying that amaltera is okay? Lo, aresha. No. We say Aresha, so we don't allow. Period. No answer to that question. The Gemara ends here, goes on to something else. We do not have an answer whether a Amaltera works. So what would you say? Halacha l'maisa. If somebody has a wider than 10 amos opening in the front of the Mavui, and they want to make some type of beautiful lattice work on the sides, would that be good enough? So the Rashba has 2 days about this. Well, what would you say? The Rashba says, V'hilchasa, v'hilkach, amaltera, berchava, lo efshita, yesh misha omer, de lakula azlinan. Some say lakula, why? Because mechitzas revias is derabanan. Right, we don't know what to do. Some say derabanan lakula. We don't know what to hold. The yesh misha omer, but then he says, but maybe not. Kivan de ikar mechitzos de oraisa. Since the principles of making walls on Shabbos are d'oraisa, even though this application of making a wall is d'rabanan, but you'd still treat that as a suffix she'ikar d'oraisa and you go l'chumra. That's a fascinating 2 days in the Rashba. How do you determine whether something is a suffix d'rabanan or a suffix d'oraisa? Do you look at l'maisa l'maisa? What's the case? D'rabanan or d'oraisa? Or do you say no? This smacks of, the roots of this issue is d'oraisa, even though in this specific case is d'rabanan. So, what would you say in that case? The Gemara at the beginning of Beitza discusses muksa. Muksa is called ein lo ikar min haTorah. So, there's no ikar. Muksa is a totally made up rabbinic world. Okay, so that's ein lo ikar. But many d'rabanans of yesh lo ikar. Basar b'chalav, basar of b'chalav. Basar b'chalav, yesh lo ikar min haTorah, by beef, we've extended it to chicken. So if you have a suffix about, you know, a basar of b'chalav, so would that be a Durabanan Shaila? A Sari Durabanan, or would that be a Daraisa Shaila? Comes up all the time, where you have a Daraisa related issue, but it's a Durabanan application. So that's two deus right here in the Rashba, and the Rashba is no telechumra to call this a Daraisa. Number one, once we have the Rashba open, let's go back to the previous Rashba. And the Rashba says, I think our Gemara is a Raya against the Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam says, in Hilchos Shabbos here in Perek Yizayin, Tzuras HaPesach is going to help you out even for a Mavui that's less than 10 Tzvachim tall. That's the Rambam. Less than 10 Tzvachim tall. Our Gemara says, Tzuras HaPesach is going to help you out if it's above 20 Amos. The Rambam seems to say that even if it's under 10 Tfachim, says the Rashba, under 10 Tfachim, ve'eino mechuver be'enai klau. First of all, two problems. Number one, logical. Number two, textual. Number one, logical. Delo matsanu ela begavoha. I'm sorry, first textual. Delo matsanu ela begavoha. Yesrim yesrim. Our Gemara is telling you the extreme cases that Tzuras HaPesach could work. So what did it say? Above 20, right? Our Eruv strings, a lot of them go above 20 Amos. Right? Why? Why they go all the way up? All the way up, above 30 feet. Right? I mean, you have to measure. Not all. A lot of them don't. But if you're using a real high one, sometimes we use the telephone poles, as we'll talk about soon, that's all the way up there. So, that's high. So if our Gemara is teaching us that Tzuras HaPesach could go even higher than 20 Amos, wouldn't you think this would be the Gemara that would also say that a Tzuras HaPesach could help you if it's really short also? Wouldn't that be, right? Umishum de Pesach kemechitza ukilu v'inam chumar v'inai klal d'lo matzana lo begavol yeser miyesrim umishum de Pesach kemechitza dami ukilu nistam hakol v'im isa rabusa tfei havilu lashminon b'she'ena gavol asara v'havilu l'misni b'tshravayu. Our Gemara should have mentioned it, number one. Number two, he says logically, forget Tzuras HaPesach, what if you had a wall here? Not an actual Tzuras HaPesach, not just a symbolic. You have the door frame. What if you have an actual wall? It's not going to work. Right? If a mechitza is not 10 tefachim tall, it's not a mechitza. V'od, the Tzuras HaPesach v'adifa mi mechitza gemura. V'kol mechitza gemura she'ena gavo asara, lo havi mechitza gemura. Kol shekein Tzuras HaPesach to lo havi mechitza. So I think the Rambam is against the Gemara, and I think the Rambam doesn't make sense, says the Rashba. So how the Rambam gets out of the Gemara, okay, you could say the Gemara didn't mention every case. But what about the other problem? That's a serious problem. That's a strong question on the Rambam. An actual wall has got to be 10 tefachim tall. A Tzuras HaPesach can help out. So what would you say to that? So you could mention that some say the Meiri here seems to say maybe the Rambam's lashon is that the Mavui is less than 10 tefachim. Maybe the Tzuras HaPesach is going to be above 10 tefachim. It's going to be taller than the rest of the Mavui. The Mavui's walls are less than 10 tefachim. Okay, maybe that's what the Rambam means. But others say that maybe in economic, maybe it's ironic, but it works. If you have a symbolic door, Tzuras HaPesach, maybe that works midin hecker. Maybe that works some other way, but because it's not as strong, that's why it might be able to be more flexible than an actual, you're right, you can't have an actual wall. It's not going to be good enough. But Tzuras HaPesach, it might work differently, so therefore, it would be able to be even less than 10 tefachim. Okay, interesting point, even though 2 points of the Rashba on our sukkah. Okay, we continue though now. Says the Gemara, about the seventh line or so. Masnile Rav Yehuda Lechia Barav Kamei Derav. Well, we had this once before. We had this on the bottom of Bezim Abase, right on the first daf of the Masechta. Rav Yehuda learned the Brisa in front of Rav. Eino Tzarech Lamayit, like our Mishnah says. That if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, even if it's wider than 10 Amos, still you could put a Tzuras HaPesach up there. Amalei, so Rav argued on that. Rav said, Asne Tzarech Lamayit. Rav argued. Rav said, no, you have to be Mayit. Remember this came up in that base? Because remember we said that the first opinion for the measurements of the Mishnah was based on the doorway of the Heichal, the doorway of the Ulam. And we said if you hold that it's the source is the doorways of the Heichal, then you shouldn't allow wider doorways. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have wider doorways even though they had Tzuras HaPesach. So we mentioned that on that base and the base. The bottom line, you're right. According to Rav, he doesn't allow wider doorways. So that was Rav. That's this quoting again. So Rav does not hold like our Mishnah. Good. So that's Rav. Tzuras HaPesach does not work to help out if your opening is more than 10. Amar Rav Yosef, now Rav Yosef tries to extend that. Not only does Rav say that Atzuras HaPesach does not help for the problem of a doorway more than 10 amos, it's also not going to help for a different problem. That's going to be Rav Yosef's extension. Amar Rav Yosef, Medive Rabbeinu Nilmad, Chatzer, Sheruba Psachim Bechalonos. If you look in the pictures, right, a chatzer where most of the chatzer is not wall. It's windows and doorways. And the windows go all the way down, so they're basically considered doorways. Right, you don't have 10 tfachim of a wall under the window. So you basically have a chatzer that's very, very open. So in that case, Chatzer Sheruba Psachim Bechalonos, Einoni Teres B'Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach does not work for it. My time, Hoel V'Yoser Me Eser. What's the Svara? Why? What is Rav Yosef saying? That not only does Tzuras HaPesach not help out for an opening more than 10 amos in a Mavui, it also does not help out for Paritz Meruba Al Ha'omed in a Chatzer. That's going to be Rav Yosef's extension. Here we go. My time. However, Yoser may eser oser b'mavui. Since more than 10 amos is a problem in an alleyway in a mavui, uparitz meruba al ha'omed oser b'chatzer, and adding up all the dimensions, if you have more open space than standing space, that asers in the chatzer, those are parallel problems, one in a mavui, one in a chatzer, so ma yoser may eser. So just like the problem in a mavui of more than 10, ha'oser b'mavui. Ain't no need teres b'tzuras ha'pesach, the problem in the mavui is not solved, according to you, Rav, with the tzuras ha'pesach. So af paritz, meruba la'omed, so to the problem of paritz, more than omed, ha'oser b'chatzer, ain't no need b'tzuras ha'pesach. So we had Rav Shita, who argues on our Mishnah, and we just had Rav Yosef's extension. Rav Yosef says, just like Tzuras HaPesach is not going to solve your very wide problem, it's not going to solve your Paritz Meruba La'omid problem. Right, so you got to figure out, why is that? Why does Tzuras HaPesach, what's the Svara of Tzuras HaPesach then that Rav Yosef is saying? Is it working midin mechitza? Is it working, and mechitza can't work for such a wide area? Is it working midin hecker? And hecker can't work? You gotta work it out. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Maybe you cannot make that comparison. Mala yoser me eser haoser b'mavui. 1 second. The problem of more than a 10 ama opening in a mavui, shkin lo hitarta bo eitzo pasi biroos, the Rebbe Meir. Well, openings of 10 amos apply even in the case of Pasi Biroz. Remember, that was the case we discussed yesterday. It comes out at the beginning of the second parak. All the Oli Regalim, they want to get water for their cows on the way up to Yerushalayim, and it's Rishos Arabim. How do they get water out from the pit? So you build these right angle little walls, and that's enough. That's allowed. And even if there's 10 amos spaces in between, do you allow that? So that is a machlokes, but that is not allowed, according to Rabbi Meir. That's what we're talking about here. So Ma was saying, what, you're comparing Rabbi Yosef, walls, openings more than 10 amos, comparing that to Paritz Meruba La'omed? No. Paritz Meruba La'omed is more makel. Why? Ma li'oser me'eser ha'oser b'mavui. If you have more than a 10 amma opening in a mavui, shken lo itartabo eitzel pasi biros lo remeir. That's a chumrah, because you don't allow that in the pasi biros case. According to remeir, it can't be more than 10 amos openings. Tomar b'paritz meruba la'omed ha'oser b'chatzer, unlike the paritz more than omed problem, shken itarta eitzel pasi biros lo yakol, which is allowed. You have those right angles, most of the area is open. So Rav Yosef, I don't like your extension. So we reject Rav Yosef's extension. Rav might not say that you extend it to the chatzer issue. Period. Just, I forgot to mention yesterday, I just wanted to mention, once we're talking about Aliyah L'Regel and the Tzorech for this heter of Pasi Biros, and we're within a week of Yontif, just to mention one thought from Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab, this is in his, and it's his comment on Shir HaShirim, which is in Yonah Diyama also. So Rav Schwab writes, but the Gemara says in Chagiga, that the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Mayafu pa'amayich b'na'alayim bas nadiv. How beautiful are your footsteps, those who wear shoes bas nadiv. So what is that referring to? So the Gemara Chagiga on Daf Gimel says, that's referring to the shoes of Am Yisrael when they go to be Ola Regel. How beautiful they are. Right? It's praising, it's a remes to praising the Aliyah L'Regalim, the daughter of Nadiv, the daughter of Avram Avinu, who was a Nadiv, who was the first one to recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Esr Schwab, this is the pasuk in Tanakh that's being meramis to Aliyah L'Regel. Those Bnei Yisrael who are wearing shoes, you don't wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not, they're all going to go in, they're going to take off their shoes. So this is the pasuk that's praising Am Yisrael about when they're Ola Regel. Number one. Number two question, and you can say this at any meal on Yontif. Any meal. You can even say it to Shabbos. Right, says the second question, well, we're going to say on Yontif, V'hashev Kohanim la'vadasem olavim l'shiram uvizimram v'hashev Yisrael l'nveihem. Right, we talk about what the Kohanim are going to return them to their avoda, the levim, to their singing, and Bnei Yisrael l'nveihem, to their places. To their places. To their resting places. Is that talking about in Yerushalayim, or is that talking about at home? What is the Kohanim and the Levim going into their, doing their job, have to do with Bnei Yisrael doing Naveihem? Says Rav Schwab, unbelievable. He says what's being referred to in the Pasuk is not when they go to Be'ol HaRegel. Because that's obvious. When you go to Be'ol HaRegel, you're going to be inspired. All the Jews are there. All the Kleisels are coming together. You know, though, how it really is determined, the litmus test, whether there was really inspiration there, when they turn around and go home. If it lasts, if it stays with them, that's the test where they were really inspired in Yerushalayim. When they put their shoes back on, and they're still inspired, that's the Mayafu Pa'amayach B'na'alayim Bastadiv. When you have your shoes on, and that's what it means in the Tefillah. When the Kohanim have their Avodah, the Levim have their Shira, V'hashev Yisrael L'nveihem. And when Bnei Yisrael, the Yisraelim, return to their places where they live, and they go back, and the feeling stays with them, That's where the true test is. And I just might add, that's why the all the Bali Musar say that on Yom Kippur, we know the Kohen goes into the mikvah 5 times and changes his clothing 10 times. When's the last time he goes to the mikvah? After he puts on, before he puts on his big day chol, after he finishes the whole avoda, his own begad, his big day, his personal begadim. What do you have to go to the mikvah there for? You went to the mikvah when you went into the Kodesh Kodashim. You're in front of the mikvah. You finished the avoda. No, it's an avoda to go home to take it with you. To take everything that we took on Yom Kippur and we take it with us, that's also an avoda. And he goes to the mikvah before he does that too. Either way, that's just an Aliyah L'Regel connection. This Pasi B'Ra'os was a heter for Aliyah L'Regel. Good, let's continue. Lema Messiah. Right in the middle. So now, let us say, you know what? Maybe, even though we just said that there's Rav Yosef, his Svara, you don't have to say, but maybe there's a raya for Rav Yosef. Again, what's Rav Yosef's extension of Rav? Rav Yosef says that Surah of Pesach is not going to help you for the problem of Paritz Merubah La'omed. That is Rav Yosef's Shita. So let me say away. Tfanos halalu, if you have walls. Sheruban psachim v'chalonos, if you have walls that most are openings and windows. Mutter, it's still mutter. Ubilvachi, omed merubah la'paritz. As long as you have omed, that's more, the standing is more than the opening. Says the Gemara, what, the bright doesn't make sense. It's an internal contradiction. Sheruban psal kadaitach. If the doors and the windows are more and it has to be omed, there has to be some words missing. Ella ema sheriba bahen psachem b'chalonos. It just means you made a lot of them, not that there are most of them. If somebody makes a chatzer with a lot of doors and a lot of windows that go all the way to the floor, and again, remember, in the days of old, when we say windows, we don't mean there's any glass in there. It's just an open space, right? Glass would be a mechitza. So it's open space. So you see there that the Brisa says that you have to have Omein Meruba and there's no allowance of Itzuras HaPesach. So it's a riot of Yosef. Amrav Kahana, no. Kitan Yahi Bepischi Shamai. It could be that what's being referred to there, where the Itzuras HaPesachs don't work, is referring to bad Itzuras HaPesachs, to inferior Itzuras HaPesachs. What's an inferior Itzuras HaPesach? My Pischi Shimai. Pligiba Rav Rechumev Rav Yosef, Machlokes, Chad Amar Delesle Shkafi. One opinion is that it doesn't have a Shkafi. We'll talk about what that is in a second. Verachad Amar Delesle Tikra. It doesn't have a roof. It's a Tzuras HaPesach. You have two side lintels, but you don't have a threshold on top. So that's not called the Tzuras HaPesach. But what about the first one? Delesle Shkafi. So that is a Machlokes Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi here says why is it an inferior doorway? It is, you look in the picture book, they have a picture of it, it's not straight. It's, you had bricks that made up the wall, and you removed a couple of bricks to make a doorway, but it's uneven. It's an uneven doorway. So that's not a good Tzuras HaPesach. That's an inferior Tzuras HaPesach, and that is why it is not allowed. It doesn't solve any Tzuras problems that Tzuras HaPesach would normally solve. The Ritvi here just assumes, he thinks that's for sure not a doorway. He thinks that the problem here is that there's no door frame. You chiseled out a doorway, but you need a door frame in order to be called a Tzuras HaPesach. That's the machloka between Rashi and the Ritva. Says the Vilna Gaon, 1 minute, says the Vilna Gaon in Siman Tafresh Lamed, even if you have, if you don't have, let's say, you know, you put up a door frame. But again, the case of Shikvi here, the assumption is, says the Vilna Gaon, that you just made a doorway, you chiseled it out, but the bricks weren't put up there, L'shem Tzuras HaPesach. Says the Gra, why does the Gemara say that? The problem here is that it's uneven. Let's say according to Rashi. Why don't you just say that you didn't make the Tzuras HaPesach, L'shem Tzuras HaPesach? Ask the Gra. Right? Because you have this, you just chiseled it out, but what's still there wasn't put up, L'shem Tzuras HaPesach. Says the Gra, what do you see from here? You don't need L'shma by Tzuras HaPesach. As long as it's there, and he says, this is it, this is the Gemara, says the Gra, this is Gemara, that you don't need L'shma by Tzuras HaPesach. And that is why the Chazon Ish says that if you work out the other problems with telephone poles, you could use a telephone pole for Tzuras HaPesach. Again, we're going to have in a couple of minutes, again, you got to have the string on top. That's today's daf. We discussed that already. Most telephone poles have the wires on the side, you can't use that as an Erev. You got to have this, you got to have the board, as we'll talk about the Korah, underneath the string. But however you figure it out to use it, the string did not have to be put up there, L'shem Tzuras HaPesach, to help your Erev. Right? And the Gra's Diak is from this Gemara. Shikvi would work if it was even. The problem is that it's uneven, it's inferior. That's the Chazon Ish right here in Siman Kufyat Aleph. Min ha'amor nilmad, da'amudei ha-telegraph, va'achutsha al-gabehen, efshar lismoch aleim mishum Tzuras HaPesach. Av agav delo nasu lakach, v'gam achshav, ein ikar tashmisha lakach. And even though most people in the world don't use this for Tzuras HaPesach, they use this for telephone wires. Mikol makom, kivan di'ika, right, in 20 years from now, right, what's a telephone wire? I know what a telephone wire is, right? Everything's invisible on the ground, but no, we still at least know what they are. Lachain, mikom makom, kivan diika diurin denichu l'shamish ben Tzuras HaPesach, l'heter tiltol, shapir chashiv pesach. V'yav agav de'inka machsheves bailim, rak machsheves acherim, mikom makom, kivan da'al karchach inasa mechitza l'acherim, shapir chashiv ben Tzuras HaPesach. V'chayav be'mezuzah, if it would be a doorway, it also, if you'd have a doorway that wasn't made l'shem doorway, but it's just used as a doorway, that also would be called a Tzuras HaPesach. But that is a very important shita, and again, we mentioned that there are some other minority achronim that may say maybe it wouldn't work, but we are, the minhag of all of us to be mekel, to assume that a Tzuras HaPesach would not be needed to be made l'shma. Good. So that's a way to get out of the problem, and it's not a raya to Rav Yosef. Good, and the other answer is that it doesn't have a tikra. The af, we're up to Rav af. Vav Rav Yochanan, Sarvalo Hadarav. Next day, Rav Yochanan also holds like Rav. Now, we're not forgetting Rav Yosef, but we're going back. Remember, we had a sheet of Rav. Rav Yosef had an extension, and now we just said there's no proof to Rav Yosef, and now we're going back to the basic din, though, up above, of Rav. Rav had argued on our Mishnah. Rav said that Tzuras HaPesach will not help you for an opening more than 10 amos. That was Rav Shita. So now we're saying Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav. To Amar Rav in Barav Ad, to Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma'isa Ba'adam Echad Vibikas Beis Charsan. There was a story of a man in a bika. Shenaz Dal Kundisin Ba'arba Pinos Asadeh, that stuck four poles into four corners of the field. Just stuck four poles in. V'umatach Zemora Aleim, and then he took a vine, and he wrapped the vine on the poles. So he wanted to make an enclosed area. He put the poles and he put the vine. So basically he created Tzuras HaPesach. He created an enclosed area, four poles, with a vine going around on the poles. Uba Maisel of Nechachamim, and the story came in front of the rabbis. V'hitiru lo le'inyan kilayim. And they said, for kilayim purposes is okay. Meaning, if you have a vine, if you have a vineyard on one side of this area, and cucumbers inside the area, that's not kilaya karam. Even if it goes right up to it, no problem. We mentioned already, I think once in this Masechta, that a lot of kilayim has to do with how it looks. Maris ayin, on a d'oraisa level. So here you would say, right, this is a symbolic hefsek underneath they're being nourished from the same ground. How can you say this isn't Kilayim? The answer is no. Kilayim goes with, a lot of Kilayim is at Maris Ayin. And here, because you have this symbolic room, so that's enough of a hefsek. So it works for Kilayim. V'yama Reish Lakish, k'derach she'yitzirul lo l'inyin Kilayim, k'afitirul lo l'inyin Shabbos. Just like it works for Kilayim, it works for Shabbos as well. This would be good, a good Rishus Hayachid Tzuras HaPesach area. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. L'Kilayim Itiru Lo L'Inyin Shabbos Lo Itiru Lo. No, it works for Kilayim and not for Shabbos. Let's just finish the whole section and then we'll comment. So, B'mayas Kinan, what are we talking about here? What's the case? Where did you put the vine on these poles? Ilema Menatzad. Did you put it on the side of the poles? Meaning not on top of the pole, but you hung it around the sides. So, V'Hamar of Chizr. Chizr said that for sure doesn't work. Tzuras HaPesach Shosam Menatzad Loss of Loklum. At Tzuras HaPesach, you have to have your lintel on top of your standing poles, not on the side. Say Al Gaba. So it must be what they're talking about is on top of the poles. You put the vine on top of the poles. And again, all this is in the picture books. Ubemai, Ilema Be'eser. So you have the string on top of the poles. So what's the machlokas about then? Ubemai, Ilema Be'eser. Are we talking about that there's less than 10 amos in between the poles? Behal Lemer Rabbi Yochanan B'Shabbos Lo. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say that doesn't work? You have a Tzuras HaPesach. It's the vine's on top. Why wouldn't that work? Elala Be'eser Me'eser. So it must be the issue is more than 10 amos. And the machlokas is the issue of Rav. Does the Tzuras HaPesach work for more than 10 amos wide? So the Gemara says no. Lo la'olam be'eser. Maybe it is 10 or less. Umin atzad. And you put it on the side of the poles. Ubi Rav Chizda kamiflagi. And the machlokas is whether you hold like Rav Chizda. Whether you say that a Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad, if you don't put the vines on top, you put it on the side, would that work? Period. Two important ha'aris on this Gemara. Look at Rashi. We mentioned this shita of the Taz before. There is a shita of the Taz. The Taz holds that you're right. We all like Rav Chizda. Can't be on the side. But what if you put your string or your top line right next to the top of the pole, of the vertical pole, so that it's flat. The top, or let's say you put your vine right next to the top of the pole. Not on top of the pole, but right next to on top of the pole. So it's flush on top. Would that be good enough? The Taz says yes. The Taz, I'm not going to read it inside now to save time. The Taz in Shin Samach Beis says yes. Why? Because look at Rashi here. Because Rashi says, look at Rashi Minatzad. Fourth to last Rashi. Minatzad. Shemata chazmar mizel azeh be'emtsa iso. V'lo arashehen. What does it mean Minatzad? You put it in the middle. And not on the side, that's the problem. Says the Taz in Shin Samach Beis, Siv Dalid. But if you put it all the way at the top, on the side, but it's flush on top with it, that would be okay too. That's the Taz's Kula. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, we quoted this already in the past, that no way. No way, all the Achronim argue. Vida, demashemek ala Taz, afilu aso min atzad, imaso begova hakane, bishavim hakane mamish, it's okay, kol Achronim chokin alov. Visfirlu debina shiachev ala gabi hakane mamish. It's gotta be on top, it's gotta be on top. We mentioned last week, what about if it's tachov, if it goes through the pole? That was a machlokas, and many, the Aruch HaShulchan is meiko. He says, what, just because there's more on top, so what? Should it make it worse? That was the Prima Gadim had a suffix about that, but the Aruch HaShulchan was meiko. Good. And that's what he quotes, the telegraph issue there too. Good. So we're gonna leave that Mishnah Berurah open, we're gonna come back to it. There was another discussion based on our Gemara that some have, and that is, what happens if the pole isn't exactly, the string on top is not exactly straight? It's a little bent here and there. It's a little zigzag. It bends a little bit. So some achronim say, well, is a vine exactly straight? Right, Mistama, if you're using a vine, right, it's not 100% straight, right? Rav Henkin in Chuvas Bnei Banim says that vines aren't completely straight, and therefore, if it bends a little bit, if it's blown a little bit by the wind, it's also okay if it's not perfectly taut, as long as Rav Henkin's shear is 22 degrees. As long as it doesn't blow more than 22 degrees, that's good enough. Others are machmer a little less. Others say within 3 tvachim, which is more accepted at some. L'chadchil, again, we try to make them as tight as possible. Make them very taut. Not to wave in the wind. Right? Not to zigzag at all. But there is some flexibility by some based on this Gemara, according to some poskim. But again, it should be as taut as possible. Those are two important ta'aris based on this gemara. Okay, let's continue.
No, we worried about the
overhang. Worry about the overhang? No, if there's an overhang, you got to push it away. You can't have it the branches together.
The zmor is what's on the top.
Right, the zmor is on that, but the zmor is creating the mechitza. Zmor is what you're using the zmor to create the mechitza. But what you're trying to do, see the first Rashi by Lenin Kilayim. It means gvanim betocha kundasin mutu lezroa samach lem chutz lemechitza. Talking about on the ground. Right, if you're planting here and planting there, that's the hefsek. Good, three lines to the bottom. So what did we just say? That according to Reish Lakish, you're allowed to use this for Kilayim and Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan only Kilayim. For Rami, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rami, Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, we have a stira. Because we have another context. I'm Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yudin, this is Berechanina. Peah is, we're talking about vines again. Peah muteris lenin Kilayim avalola Shabbos. Rabbi Shlakish says, you're allowed to use the vines for as separations for Kilayim and not for Shabbos. Right? One second, Rabbi Shlakish said before, they're both good. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ke mechitzas l'Shabbos delo, kach mechitzas l'Kilayim delo. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can't use it for either. So we have a problem in both opinions. So Bishlam, the Rabbi Shlakish, the Rabbi Shlakish, l'Kasha, Rabbi Shlakish, no stira, Rabbi Shlakish, who said it works for both, Shabbos and Kilayim, and then said it works for only one, no problem, hadidei, hadarabe. One case he's talking about his own shita, and one case, the first case is his own shita, the second case he's quoting Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. He's quoting his Rebbe, no problem. Elad Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, but according within Rabbi Yochanan shita, isn't that a stira? Why earlier did he allow it for Kilayim, and here he doesn't even allow it at all? So, Amrit Bishlama Hasam Al Gabon Hacha Minatzad Shapir. If you say, like the, one of the options we said earlier, that the issue is Minhatzad, that earlier it's on top. If it's on top, he allows it for Kilayim. If it's on the side, he rejects it totally, so then that could work. Ella, but what did we just say at the end of the previous Amr? We wanted to say that the issue is Minatzad earlier. Ella, Amrit Edi Vidi Minatzad, but if they're both talking about cases where you put the vine on the side, so Michael Amemer, then we're stuck. So why does Rabbi Yochanan allow anything if it's both Minatzad? So the Gemara says, the Olam Edi Vidi Minatzad. No, there's a way out. They're both Minatzad. Hasam Be'eser, Hacha Be'oser Me'eser. The Gemara is Mechadish that even in Kilayim, maybe it makes a difference if it's on top, maybe it makes a difference if it's wider than Tanamos or shorter than Tanamos. Even in Kilayim we have that. Says the Gemara, really? Where do you ever have that? Minah Timra, Deshani Lan Bein Eser, Liosa Me'eser. Where do you ever see that in Kilayim? It makes a difference how wide the areas are. To Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish as follows. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Kach HaYamaisa, wasn't there a story? Shehalach Rabbi Yeshua Eitzer, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Lomo Torah. Rabbi Yeshua went to learn, Avo Bisha Baki Bilchas Kilayim, even though he was a greater Baki. Still, Ezo Chacham, Halomi Mikaladam. Right, he went to learn Torah. Umatsu Shiyoshi Benu Ilanos. And he found him, he was sitting in the orchard. Umatach Zemora Me'ilon Le'ilan. Rabbi Yeshua brought a vine and stretched it out from tree to tree. Va'amar lo Rebbe. And he asked him, E Gefanim Kan, Ma'ol Lizroa Kan. Would this work, what I just did? Would this work? Amar lo. Be'eser Mutter, Be'yoser Me'eser Asur. So he makes that distinction between above 10 and less than 10. So, b'maya skinon. What type of vine are we talking about? What did Rabbi Yeshua do? Ilema al gabon. If you put it on top, yoser me'eser aser, then that would be a problem, even if it's more, v'atanya. No, that for sure would be okay. Hayusham kanim haduk runin. If you have poles that were inserted into the ground, v'asalan peyamilamal, and you put a vine around on top, I feel be yoser me'eser mutter. It's good for kilayim. Even if it's more than 10. Elo lav minatzad. It must be minatzad. V'kamar levi. Yaser mutu yosem yaser asur. Shma minah. So we have the distinction of more and less than 10 amos, even for kilayim. Period. Okay, next couple of lines are extremely lamaisa. Gufa. Amar av chizda. Tzura sa pesach shasa minatzad lo asal aklum. We paskin that way, by the way. We paskin the string's got to be on top. If the string's on the side, so then it doesn't work. As we good. Vamar Rav Chisa. Surah Sapasak Sha'amru Tzricha Shetei Beria Kedei Lahamid Badeles. Ooh. The Surah Sapasak has to be strong enough to hold a door. Strong enough to hold a door. Wow. V'yafil Delos Lokashin. Even a very light door. Even a straw door, that is good enough. So, what does that mean? Says, are we talking about the side post being strong enough? Or the string being strong enough? Shulchan Aruch says, "V'imchiber ha'elyon This is in Shin Samach Beis. V'mchiber hakano ha'elyon l'shnei hakanim ola echan mehem anatzad lo mahani. V'tzarech sheyehei hakanim shebit studim chazokim kedei lakabel deles kol shehu. Afilu shalkash o shalkanim. Avokana shal gaban slagi bekol shehu v'afilu gemi mahani. Shulchan Aruch says beferish. What do you mean a string? How can we use a string? It's got to be strong enough to hold a door. No, but what are you using for the poles? As long as your poles are strong enough to hold something up. Your string can be a string. Not so strong because this halacha is talking about the side posts, not talking about the string on top. And good. Because, and that's why your poles have to be pretty strong, that the wind, even if the wind moves the string a little bit, as we just spoke about, you know, be the evidence, try to make it as taut as possible, but even if it moves a little bit, it's okay according to many poskim, but your side posts have to be pretty strong. Be strong in the ground, not moving, because that has to be strong enough. Kedei lakabel, kedei lakabel. Good. Amar yishlach b'shem Reb Yanai. Tzuras haPesach tzricha hekert seer. This is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It needs to have a hekert seer. What's a hekert seer? Where the hinge goes. My hekert seer. Amar Reb Avia avkasa. The pivot hole for the hinge. Okay, but that we don't have that. We're using poles and other items. Ashkachinu Rav Acha Breder Rav Avia L'Talmid Rav Ashi Amar Lahu. See, meets the Talmid Rav Ashi Amar Mar Midi Betzura Zapesach. Did Rav Ashi ever say anything about Zura Zapesach? Meaning, he probably told them, though, gave them everything that he knew, and he says anything else that he added. Amrulei Lomar Below Klub. No, nothing else. Okay, Tana. The Rashba talks about what was the question, what was the answer. Tana Zura Zapesach Shamru Kana Mikan 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 Al Gabeihem. There it is. That's the line. Suras HaPesach is one pole from this side, one pole from that side, and the kana on top, which again, we use string. The Shulchan Aruch says they use gemi, they use reed. So it goes back 500 years that this is how we make our erevs. Tzrichin ligo ein tzrichin liga. Do the poles have to touch the string on top? Right, do they have to go all the way up? Or are you allowed to say good asik? You're allowed to stray, you're allowed to go up. Rav Nachman Amar ain't Srichen Liga. That's what we hold. They don't have to touch. Rav Sheshes Amar Srichen Liga. They do have to touch. We hold that they don't have to touch. Rav Nachman went and set up an Erev, like his Shita, meaning they don't have to touch. Amalei Rav Sheshes Lashamei. Rav Sheshes got very upset. He told his servant Rav Gada, Zil Shalov Shadinu, go rip out his poles. Also, Shalav Shadinu. So he did, and he threw him down. Ashkechuhu debate. Yeah, we think only in nowadays we have like Erev stories, right? They had him in the Talmud. Ashkechuhu debate Reish Galusa, and the Reish Galusa found him. Chavshu, they put him in jail. What are you doing? Also, Rav Sheshes come above. Rav Sheshes got up and he went to the doorway of the jail. Amalei Gada Pukta. See, he got his servant out of jail. Yes, it wasn't appropriate. He didn't realize that this was done by the Rav Nachman, and maybe the authorities didn't realize that he was going by Rav Sheshes. Nafak va'asa, and he got him out. Ashkei Rav Sheshes the Rabbi Bar Shmuel, and then Rav Sheshes later on found Rabbi Bar Shmuel, who brought a brisa to support his shita. Amalei Tani Mar Midi B'Tzura Zapesach. You know anything about Tzura Zapesach? Amalei in yes. The following again, we'll try to get to the Mishnah, and then there are two or three more important comments. He says yes. There's a brisa relating to Hilchas Mezuzah that relates to Tzuras HaPesach. Tanina Kippa, an arched doorway. An arched doorway. Is an arched doorway chayav in mezuzah or not? So it depends. How tall is it before the arch? So, Rabbi Meir, we'll talk about those details in a second. Rabbi Meir machayav in mezuzah. V'chama potrim. The Rabbi Meir says you're chayav to put up a mezuzah in an arched doorway, and the Chama say not. V'shavin, but everybody agrees. Shem yesh baragleha asara, sheyichayeves. If it's 10 tfachim high before the arch starts, then for sure everybody agrees. What's the case of machlokes? As follows. Amar Abaya. Hakol modim shem gavoa asara, ve'ein baragleha shlosha. Everybody agrees that if it's 10 tfachim tall, but you don't have at least 3 tfachim at the bottom, that's 4 tfachim wide. A doorway has to be 4 tfachim wide. So if you don't have at least 3 tfachim tall, that's 4 tfachim wide, it's not a doorway. Nothing to talk about. Inami or yesh baraglash shlosha ve'ein begavo asara. Or if the whole doorway altogether is less than 10 tfachim tall, then for sure there's no chiv mezuzah. It's got to be at least 4 tfachim wide for at least 3 tfachim high, right? So it's not lavud, and it's got to be at least 10 tfachim tall. So veloklum. So kipligi, the machlokus is about as follows: be yesh baraglash gimel. There is at least 4 tfachim wide on the bottom. that is 3 tvachim tall, the gavoa asara, and it's 10 tvachim tall, but it's not 4 tvachim wide at the top, where it's 10 tvachim tall. Vein rach barba, v'yesh balachuk lashlim al arba. But if you would imaginarily chisel out the arch, you'd be able to get 10 tvachim wide on top two. But it's not 10 tvachim wide. Somewhere between 3 and 9. Somewhere between 3 and 9, it gets too narrow. So do you say it's as if it's chiseled out or not, and you're chayiv in mezuzah? Rabbi Meir Savar Chokin Lahashlim, yes, it's as if it's chiseled out. For Rabbanan Savar Chokin Lahashlim, you don't say it's chiseled out. But what do you see from there? That it's if you say that it could be chiseled out, or even in the first case, right, that you have the, let's say you have 10 tefachim tall, and then it arches. So then you have your side posts far away from the top of your doorway. You have a lot of arch, you have a lot of space in between. That's a raya of Nachman, that you don't need your poles going all the way up. So Amalei Rav Shesha says, Yimishkachas lehu, if you find anybody, lo tema lehu, lebeirish galusa, velo midi, behel masisa tekipa. Don't mention to anybody this proof, please. Remember, he argued. He said they have to touch. So what do you mean? Don't mention anybody this proof. So if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, he says there, I was chozer by myself. Don't make such a big deal about it. I hold like the other opinion now too. Okay, either way, just two important machlokos relating to the sugya as well. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, again, it's an important issue. Sometimes, is there allowed to be, we just said that there could be an airspace between the poles and the string on top. So sometimes, some Arabs, you put a barrel, you nail in a piece of lumber onto the telephone pole, onto the tree in order to get under the string. Wonderful. There could be a space. Is there allowed to be another hefsik in between? I remember this sometimes just came up in camp. Sometimes you're using the string on top, and sometimes there are electrical boxes that are stuck in the middle. Is there allowed to be an electrical box in between your pole and the string on top? Or any other type of hefsek? Is there allowed to be a roof? Let's see, some other roof, some other type of hefsek that is in between. Is there allowed to be a hefsek? That is a major machlokas. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mako. The Balami Lahoel is Makel if it's not such a wide thing, which most of the time is not wide. Right? The earlier sources quote a roof going in between. But if you have a little electrical box, that's a machlokas aposkim. So whoever builds the Erev has to know these issues and which schools they are relying on. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Kufyud Beis. The Taz is Machmir. But again, the Achronim say maybe the Taz is only Machmir by something very wide, like a roof that's blocking. But if you have a little electrical box that's too fucking wide, maybe that's not a problem. But again, that's one issue that comes up. The other issue that comes up is the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Shulchan Aruch here discusses that it doesn't have to touch, but is it allowed to be bent? What if your poles are of different heights? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says if it's very bent, you don't know what very means. But if it's very bent, then it's a problem. The Sharet Tzion quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sharet Tzion, but in the Mishnah Berurah himself, he does not quote it. Mishnah Berurah just quotes Lakula, Lakula. As long as it's pretty taut, you can have different heights for your poles. Different heights for your poles. It doesn't even have to go up. That's the svar of the Mishnah Berurah. Right? You're telling me, oh, there's a problem if you have one pole that's taller than the other one, but forget the tall pole. It didn't even have to go that tall. Right? Just take the top part away. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah just quotes, Afilu echad gavoa mechavero harbe, vakano el yom munach b'shipua. Just quotes that lakula. In the Sharet Tzion, he quotes, the Rav Kiva Eger is mistapek if it's harbe b'shipua. But again, that is the minog, again, is to be makel regarding that question also. We don't make sure that the poles are so, equal with each other. Even if they're one is taller, one is higher, one is taller, one is shorter, it is, allowed to. Okay, we have to stop here. By the Mishnah, by the Shem, we will continue. Again, we'll have to work out the schedule for the rest of the week. And exactly that. Tomorrow, Beth Hashem, I'll be here. And then the rest of the week, I'm going to be away. Beth Hashem, I'll try to give the daf those days, but got to figure out the schedule. Haggadah Shir is tonight. Haggadah Shir is tonight, 8:30. 8:30 is the Haggadah Shir in the school. Again, we're still, Beth Hashem, next year, Beth Hashem, the Haggadah Shir will be in the shul. Anybody still wants to join us in our building, feel free to go to the website, nofeashemesh.com or .org, and take part in building a shul in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.